I want to turn to Philippians and the chapter 4. Good to see you out tonight. As I said, with holiday makers all away, and so it's good to see so many out in God's house tonight. And we came in, there's far less than, and as we said to Robert George, this is really a revival compared to Lewis. And I heard of a meeting a few weeks back, maybe a month or so ago in Lewis, and there was a preacher in Sunday morning service, and it was his wife, and she was there, and then there was another man and his son, and that's all was at the Sunday morning service. And so you can imagine coming to church on Sunday and there's me in the pulpit, and you the only man and the only woman and the wee child, and that's all was able to go. And there's not many more goes, Alex, actually, even forby that. But that shows you the state of the land of England, and we never want this land to get into that. And so pray for the works on the mainland. And they're still there, and that's a great encouragement. And they're still doing God's work and stand for Christ, and do pray for their works over there as well. We're going to turn, just going to read a few verses together in Philippians chapter 4. And we're just going to read from verse 9, just a few verses, and then we'll look at the Word of God that the Lord has laid upon our heart tonight. Philippians 4, verse 9. Those things which ye have both learnt and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly, that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, when you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learnt in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. I beware in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. May God bless that short reading to our hearts. I want to speak on a mighty statement from a little man. A mighty statement from a little man. And it's Apostle Paul's statement found in verse 13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Let's unite our hearts and ask God to bless us. Lord, we thank you for the Word of God. We pray that thou would bless us, and I pray that thou would speak to our hearts, and thou would encourage us tonight to lean all our wants and all our cares upon the Lord Jesus, our friend and our Saviour. Fill us, Lord, with your Spirit. We cannot do these things in the flesh. We need thy Spirit to help us to preach. We need your Spirit, Lord, to help us to listen to the Word of God. We need the Holy Ghost to apply the Word of hearts. And I pray tonight thou wilt do this. Apply it to my heart and to the heart of all who hear it. Be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. A mighty statement from a little man. The Apostle Paul said the words of our text, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The Apostle Paul at this time of this epistle was lying in a prison house in Rome. Now the reason he was in bondage and in chains was very simple. In Philippians 1 and verse 7 he says, and in the defence and confirmation of the gospel. And the reason now he was in prison was because of his love for Christ. Because he was preaching the gospel. Because he was standing against the false teachers. He was now in chains and in bondage. But it was while he lay in prison, he makes this remarkable statement. I can do all things. Does it not seem strange that here's a man who's locked up in a cell, he's locked up in chains, he's locked up in bondage, and yet he says, I can do all things. Is he mad? Is there something wrong with Apostle Paul? But he states this with great confidence. There's no ifs or buts, in this at all. I can do all things. It's not remarkable he says these words, for he's in prison. Now, if he was upon the throne of Rome, an emperor of Rome, and the king of Rome, and he was sitting and he says to everyone, and there had been a multitude gathered around his feet, and he says, would have said to the people, I am the king of Rome, or the emperor of Rome, and I can do all things. Well, he said, he has command of great power, he has servants, he has soldiers, He has strength. He's every. Well, there's a chance he could do a lot of things. But Paul was not the king. Paul was not upon the throne. Paul was, in a sense, in prison, and yet he says, I can do all things. This is a remarkable statement because of his position. He was in jail. It is also a remarkable statement because of his physique. Now, the Bible gives us something, some information of a human frame of the Apostle Paul. Not a lot, of course, but it gives us some information. In 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 10, speaking of Paul, it says, for his latter say they are weighty and powerful. But here's what it says, but his bodily presence is weak and his speech contemptible. His bodily presence is weak. So the people were looking at his outward frame. And when they looked at the Apostle Paul, all they saw was this wee, weak, skinny man. Because historians would tell us that the Apostle Paul was a man of mean figure, low stature, and he had an infirmed body. His bodily presence was weak. And all you saw was this wee, small preacher who looked very sickly and who looked very weak, and yet he says, I can do all things. And you say, boy, that is very amazing, isn't it? He looks so small, looks so weak, and here he says, well, I can do all things. Now, if he was the size of Goliath, because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 verse 4 about Goliath, he was 6 cubits and a span, and some people say that he was 9 feet high. What if a big man came in here at 9 foot and he says, I can do all things? And I would just say, shake his hand. I said, you certainly can, sir. It's not right. I'm not arguing with you. It's not right. Maybe some of you could kill me and would argue with him. But I probably wouldn't argue with him. So you're just right. I believe you. And maybe when I get away from him, I'll shout something at him. But that's a different story. But this is remarkable. Because of his physique. And yet he says this wee man said, who was weak. And the Bible says here, in 2 Corinthians 10 verse 10, his bodily presence is weak. And this is God even saying this about this man. Here is only a weak man, and yet this weak little man says, I can do all things. I think that's remarkable when you think about his physique. When you think about the pronouncements that came from his lips. The Apostle Paul was a very humble man. He did not boast of himself at all. He said in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 11 that he was nothing. He said, I'm nothing. He said in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 15 that he's a chief of sinners. And yet this man in his own words, he says, I am nothing and I'm the worst sinner. Yet in the same breath he says, I can do all things. I think that's remarkable. The statement of the Apostle Paul. I can do all things. And we looked at his position, we looked at his physique and his pronouncements, and we're just, what's this man saying? Anybody would think he's got off his mind. And yet he tells us why he can say such a thing. He says, I can do all things through Christ. That's a different story. Through Christ which strengtheneth me. Now, he could do nothing without Christ, as we'll see. But he says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And there was a secret of his strength. The secret of Samson's strength was in his hair. But here is the secret of the strength of the Apostle Paul. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's a good boast, isn't it? Is it true? Well, let us look at the Bible. Let's look first of all at the evidence of this power in his life. You will see certainly as you look in the Word of God, he had power to do all things. Now let me say this first of all. Could he do everything without exception? Paul says, I can do all things through Christ with strength. What is he really saying? I can do anything. Well, I don't believe he really means that. Can the Apostle Paul save a sinner? Can he? Read his writings, listen to his sermons. There's never once he said, I can see it, they come to me. He never once said that. Could the Apostle Paul give life? Could the Apostle Paul create the world? Not a bit of it. So you've got to bring all of these things into context. when he says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, he is really saying, everything that I have to do, I can do it. Everything I have to do for God, I can do it. This is what he said. This is the context here, in the sense that he's saying these words, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And the evidence of this power in his life is seen, first of all, in his service. Now, the Apostle Paul had a great conversion. Well, we love to see conversions. We love to see people changed by the power of God. Sinners who are deep in sin brought down to the feet of Jesus. May God give us back those days again in this province. Give us old-fashioned gospel meetings, old-fashioned campaigns where people are converted. And he was converted. And he was a wretched and a wicked man. And yet we find him getting saved, and we find after his conversion in Acts 9 and verse 20, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. And as soon as he had his eyes opened, he went out into the synagogues and he preached Christ, that he is the Son of God. That's a bold thing to do. Where was Christ hated? In the synagogues. Where were God's people being persecuted before him? Because the Apostle Paul sought out the people of God, and some were, in a sense, put to death. There he was when he saved. Here is the commencement officer, and he's as bold as brass, and he goes in the synagogues, and he looks all these Jewish doctors, whoever was there that day, in the eye, and he says to them, listen here, he says, Christ is the Son of God. And how did he do this? Through Christ who strengthens me. At the very commencement of his service, he could take a stand for Christ. And so can you. You say to me, Noel, I find it hard to witness at work. Listen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How long are you saved? Here's a man only saved, and he's witnessing. He's witnessing. He's just come to Christ a matter of days now. And he's testifying for Christ. And he's standing up for Christ. He's only a new babe. Only a new baby. And yet he's doing it. Now let us do the same. We can do this as well. I can do it. You can do it. How can we do it? Through Christ which strengthens me. And the commencement of his ministry. You can read, having time to look all about his service, but he made three missionary journeys. He travelled near and far preaching Christ. He stood before kings. You can read about that in Acts 26. King, standing before King Agrippa. He stood before heathens. He stood before the Jews. And he was preaching Christ to all these people. How did he do all this? Through Christ who strengthened him. He had the cure of all the churches. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11 verse 28. About the cure of all the churches. But John Gill said it was not of 10 or 20 or of some only. But all of them. All of them. And any problems, who did it come to? You better get the Apostle Paul. We better get a message to the Apostle Paul. And on his desk, in a sense, all of these problems, all these letters were coming to him about divisions in the church and conflict in the church and problems, whatever the case may be. He had the cure of all the churches and all the worries. And you know yourself how hard it is to sleep when you have one wee thing worrying you. Doesn't take much to take a sleep from our eyes, sure it doesn't. But they're all piling in the Apostle Paul. The cure of all the churches. How did he do it? Through Christ for strength of him. You can read in 1 Thessalonians 2 verse 9. For you remember, brethren, our labour and travail, for labouring night and day. I tell you, he laboured night and day. That doesn't mean he didn't go to sleep. Don't be thinking, hey, man, never went to bed. No, but his hours were long, and he was labouring, and he was serving the Lord, and he was a tent maker, and he was preaching Christ. And here's a man really all out for Christ. How could he do it? How could this man do this in his service? Through Christ who strengthens me, he said. That's how I did this. Through the power of Christ, he strengthened me. When I think of all of us too, you and I can serve the Lord by his power, and notice I said by his power and his power alone, and whatever God wants you to do for him, you can do it. And whatever the Lord wants me to do for him, I can do it. Why? Because Christ. Because the power of Christ is within us. And the Apostle Paul could say here, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, and we have found the evidence of this, the power in his service. Think of this in relation to his sin. Now, the Apostle Paul was a holy man of God, and we're not denying that. But he had a real problem in his life too. Indwelling sin. He fought against the flesh, the sin that dwelt in his body. You can see that in Romans chapter 7 and verse 17. He says, now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. Well, he had this scourge within him. He had this battle going on within him. This indwelling sin that would seek to take him away from Christ and away from God. And he says here in verse 24 of Romans chapter 7, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me? Who shall help me? Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Who can help me? Well, look what he says in verse 25. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin. But notice what he said. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. He's the one. He had a battle. He had a fight. But he won this battle in a sense. In 1 Corinthians 9 verse 27 he says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. And he was saying about this body of his that will sometimes burst into break free. He says, I keep it under subjection, but under control. All the lusts, all the desires, everything about it, I just keep it. He says, I keep it under control. Now, how could he do this? Well, he did it because of Christ was strengthened him, you see. The evidence of this power is seen in his life concerning his service, concerning his sin. I keep my body under subjection. He didn't let his body rule him. Didn't follow every lust or desire of the mind of the flesh. He kept it because of Christ. Now, if the Apostle Paul can do this, so can I. If he had this power in his life, then you and I can have this power. It says in Romans 6 verse 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. And that is very clear. Because the day we were saved, we were set free from our sin. Now there was a time that sin did have dominion over us. And there was a time we were slaves of sin. But that has changed. The day we were saved under new management, we're set free by the power of Christ, and we have now victory in the flesh. Paul had it. Paul, not without sin, of course, I'm not saying that, but he had victory over the flesh and could keep his body under subjection. Only through what? The power of Christ. We cannot do it alone. Think about his sufferings. Now, what a hard and difficult life the Apostle Paul had. And we do moan, of course, and including me as well. We all moan about different things. But the Apostle Paul was one who had a hard time. Of course, he gave Christians a hard time. He persecuted some, even, as I said, on to the death. You think you have a hard time? Read 2 Corinthians and chapter 11. Read about this man who gave us all to Christ and who followed Christ and who preached Christ. And you can read a catalogue, a list here of many things, persecutions and sufferings that came against the Apostle Paul. I can read some to you. 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 23. He says, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labours, more abundant in stripes above measure, beatings, whipped, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Many times he was near death. There were times they took him out and they stoned him and they left him for dead. He says in verse 24, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Imagine. It wouldn't be bad enough getting beaten once for Christ. But five times this man was beaten, was with the whip, 40 stripes, save one. 39 every time. And he goes on to tell about beaten with rods and stone and shipwreck and hungry and cold and naked. See, how did he stick it? How did this man continue? That's some which I would give up long ago. How did he do it? How did he do this? I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Christ gave him the power, even in sufferings. Christ did it. Apostle Paul had this, you see. It was Christ working in him. I was reading today a history of a woman who lived in Rome during the times of persecution. And she had 7 sons who were Christians. Of course, they were all brought before the emperor, but he tried to get them all to forsake Christ and worship the false idols. And the woman said she was not doing it, and her 7 sons said no to his request. Now, before her eyes, he got one of her sons, and her son was whipped to death before her eyes. Death. And the other ones will have watched as well. Next minute, they got 2 out of it, and they beat the 2 sons to death with clubs, and they didn't give in. Now the mother didn't give in. They got the 4th one and got him up on the high cliff rock, and they threw him over to his death, and the woman still didn't budge, and got the other 3 and took off their heads before her eyes. 7 sons were put to death before her eyes. And then, as she stood and watched this in the midst of death, you know what she did? She praised God that God had given her 7 sons to be counted worthy to be saints in paradise. That's what she said. Instead of complaining, she praised God for the 7 sons that God had given her, and now in paradise. And they took that woman and they tortured her, and they tortured her, and they tortured her. And then she was beheaded. Now, how did you do it? How could you do that? How could you watch your children one by one being taken by evil men and put to death? How? Through Christ. Through Christ which strengthens me. And she proved this, what the Apostle Paul proved in his life. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Even in my sufferings. Even in my sufferings I can do this. Are you going through a difficult period in your life? Are you going through a hard time in your life? And you wonder, how am I going to go on? I just feel perhaps maybe tonight I cannot take another step. I cannot go on. How can you do it? You can do it. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. The evidence of this power seen in his life regarding his sufferings, and also in the satisfaction. You see in verse 11 here in Philippians 4, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learnt in whatever state I am therewith to be content. In verse 12 he shows that, by being full and being hungry and everything. You know, didn't it matter the Apostle Paul if he was in prison? Yeah, he was contented. You and I would probably be moaning. And when he was in poverty, when he suffered hunger, he was still contented. And when here he talks about plenty in a sense, when he was full, he was still contented. When his circumstances changed, his heart didn't change. He was the same man in prison. He was the same man in poverty. He was the same man in times of plenty. He never changed. And how could he do this? How could he do this? I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. And that's where the context, even this verse, when he talks about this, about being hungry, about suffering need and all the rest of it, I can do it. I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. And that's the same with you and I. You see, the evidence of this power is seen in his life. Oh, you and I change when our circumstances change. If we are in prison, we're sad. If we are in poverty, we are worried. If we have plenty, we rejoice, for everything's all right when the sun's shining. But the Apostle Paul was different. He says, no matter what my circumstances, he's satisfied. How could this be? because he had the heavens, the power, he had Christ in his life. He says here, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And you and I can have this power. And you and I can have power in our service and over sin and in our times of hardship and sufferings and our circumstances, we can be satisfied because the Christ that Paul had is the Christ that I have. He's the same to all his people. The evidence of this power, can I say, secondly, the experiencing of this power in his life. The question is, how did Christ strengthen Paul? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How did Christ do this? Well, I believe he did it spiritually. What's one of the ways? He received strength from Christ spiritually. In his body, as we have noticed, he was weak. He was weak. But when Christ was in his body, a different story altogether. He was strong. And Christ gave him the strength spiritually. Now Ephesians 3:16, he says he was praying for the people that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. And he was praying for these people that they might be strengthened. And notice how he was praying they would be strengthened by might, with might by his spirit in the inner man. Here's how you be strengthened, he said. You only receive this strength by the spirit of God in the inner man. And that's how he was strengthened, because Christ was living within him and he had the spirit of Christ within him. In Colossians 1:29, he said himself, wherefore I labour, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Notice those words. God is working, yes, but he says here, God is working in me mightily. That's how he got the strength. By the power of the Spirit of God. He gave all the glory to God because Christ gave him strength spiritually. Now we feel weak. We feel foolish. We wonder, how am I going to do this and do that? Maybe there's some here tonight and you're saying, I don't know how I'm going to face such and such a thing, such and such a problem, or do this and do that. Listen, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You'll get the strength through Christ spiritually. In Acts 1:8, he says to his disciples, the apostles, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And before this, they had no power. And before this, they were weak. But Christ says, ye shall receive power. He was going to do the same thing he did with Paul. He was going to give them his strength that they could do their all things. And for you to do your all things, and for myself to do my all things, we need Christ to give us his strength spiritually. And that's why he's a prayer, Lord, give me your spirit. Fill me, Lord, with power, and give me the Holy Ghost, you see. He did it spiritually. I believe Christ strengthens his people, and Paul, of course, he did it scripturally. The Lord uses his word to strengthen his people. I'm sure there's times you came to church and you were cast down and really cast and really bad and just felt, I just can't go on. And perhaps the minister quoted a verse, or perhaps he was probably preaching a text, and it just changed you. It just changed the circumstance. And the clouds that were gathered all over your head, it lifted in a moment. Why? Because of the Bible. Because of the word of God, and God spoke to you. We see that in the life of Daniel. Daniel 10:19. And Daniel cast down before God and said, the Lord said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong. Yeah, be strong. He was weak, you see. Daniel was wondering, how am I going to do this? And in Daniel 10:19, God said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yeah, be strong. And here's what he said. And when he has spoken unto me, I was strengthened. I said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. He was a changed man. What changed him? What changed Daniel, you see? He was weak. But God had to say to this man, fear not. And God had to say, listen, be strong, be strong. What strengthened him? The word of God. Boys, there's nothing that gets you on your feet again like the word of God. A promise from God coming to your own heart, friends. And he strengthened them, no doubt, scripturally. And you can read the next 27. I haven't time to look at this passage, but the next 27, you find Paul stuck in the storm in the sea, a great time of trouble, a great time of danger come upon them. And we read the Lord saying unto Paul in verse 24, "Fear not, Paul, fear not, for I must be brought before Caesar. And though God hath given thee all men that sail with it, fear not, Paul, fear not." And he must have been afraid. They were in a storm for days. There was darkness. Things weren't getting better. Things outwardly were getting worse. But God gave them the word. And you can see Paul after this. You can see him going into the people and speaking to the people and helping the people and everything about it. He says, "I believe God." That's what he said to them. And he's preaching to the people because he was strengthened scripturally. Listen, fear not you. If you have any fears in this meeting, anyone here tonight, how are you going to cope with certain things and do certain things, whatever? "I can do," that's it. "I can do it," says Paul. "No matter what situation, and Christ strengthened, and fear not," says the Lord. He strengthens his people scripturally. The Lord has strengthened you with the word of God. And I hope tonight, if you're in cast down, you'll go out a new person. And you say, "Oh, that was for me tonight. That was a word from God." That's a different meeting, isn't it? But God will give you the strength to do your all things. To do your all things for God. God will not fail you. That's why we were singing, "Keep on believing, Jesus is near." Keep on believing. He is with his people. And he will help you, whatever it is. He removed the fears. Did he not say, "Fear not"? That's what he said to Paul. That's what he said to Daniel. And that's what he says to you. And that's what he says to me. Fear not. I'm with you. And I'll help you. He did it also scripturally. He did it daily. Because look at the text. It's in the continuous tense. He says, "I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me." It was a daily strengthening. Didn't get one strengthening, that did him. You don't get one good feed and that does you all week. You had to keep going back to the table. It's not right. Well, that's the way I am. Anyway, I'm sure you sure like that myself. But this was continually strengthening me daily, every day. Every day he was getting the strength that came from Christ alone, you see, and the Lord was strengthening him daily. You must need it. Not I need it. The preachers feel their weaknesses, maybe more than anybody ever knows. And every time the preacher said, "Lord, I felt you helped me this morning, but I need you tonight. It's a new meeting, it's a new sermon, and a new service." That's the way it is, you know. And we have to continue to withdraw this strength from Christ and from the Lord himself. And so here we find the Apostle Paul receiving this strength, and receiving this strength from the Lord, the experience of this power in his life. He did it spiritually, scripturally, and daily. And you and I can get it as well. We're left ourselves for a weak and foolish. Is that it? But we can get to this position. I can do my whole things. I can do it. The devil says, "I can't do it." The flesh says, "I can't do it." Others says, "I can't do it." But listen, God says, "I can do it. I can do all things to Christ who strengthened me." He will give us a strength. Can I say, lastly and very quickly, the effect of this power in his life. The fact of this power in life is this. It took away all fear. It took away all his fears. "I can do all things." Who's he afraid of? It took all fear from his foes. He had many enemies, as we have noticed. But in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32, "Of after the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus." Well, he was fighting with beasts at Ephesus. And he had no fear of anything. Why? "I can do all things through Christ with strength." It took away all his fears, friends. And all your fears will go to the one side when you grasp this truth. "I can do all things through Christ with strength in me." I can do it. Fear not only from his foes, fear from failing. He knew he could not fail. And when the Lord Jesus in his great mercy strengthened him for the task, he knew he would not fail. Because he says in Philippians 1 verse 6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. And he's saying here to the people, God has begun this good work, he'll finish it. It was true of the people, it was true of Paul himself. I'll not fail, because God's begun it, and God will not fail with you. Deliver them from his fear of failing. I can do it because God has begun it. And whatever God has begun in your life and in your soul, or whatever it is, dear friend, he will finish it. And he realized he lost the fear from failing, and also from finishing the course. He knew he would finish it as well. But he said that in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 7, I fought a good fight, I finished my course. This great truth, what I'm saying, took away all his fears. I can do it. I can do it. I can do all things. And he was in prison. If I said then, he's only a wee man. He's only a wee man in chains. But he said, boys, I tell you, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. So, and can I say, it also took away all his fears, but it took away all his excuses. It took away all his excuses. Because if he can do all things through Christ, then there's no excuse not to do them. Though Jeremiah was said, the Lord said in Jeremiah 1 verse 6, he said, the Lord asked him to speak, and so we'll call him to be a prophet. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. He said, I can't do it. I am a child. Bon, he's making, we're all good at making excuses, aren't we? I can't do it. But verse 8, God says, be not afraid. There it is again. Be not afraid of their faces. Why? For I am with thee. I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. And he found the truth of this text. I can do all. Jeremiah says, I can't do it, Lord. I can't do it. God says, hold on a minute. I'm with you. Fear not. He found the truth of this text. I can do all things through Christ. And took away all Apostle Paul's excuses. And takes away all mine. And takes away all yours. We can bring excuses why we can't do what God asks us to do, but we really no excuse, because I can do all things through Christ. And if God has given you something to do, then we are to do it, because I can do it through his power. Without Christ we can do nothing. That's what it says in John chapter 15 verse 5, for without me, Christ says, you can do nothing. That is true. But with me, he can do all things. The impossible things. And the people say, how did I do it? How did I do it? There's a secret. A mighty statement from a little man. I can do it. Why? Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's a secret. Trust him. Let us all trust him. Let me trust him. There's times I wonder, how am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? I'm the same boat as everybody else, you know. And other ministers are the same, and preachers are the same. They wonder, how can we do it? Here's how we can do it. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. That's God's word for us tonight. A mighty statement from a little man. And if Paul can do it, so can you. And so can I, through his grace and strength. May he touch our hearts and let us do all things for him in the days that would lie ahead. Amen.